Okay, today's daf is Yud Aleph. We're going to go back for a minute. I want to just kind of clarify two things, or correct a little bit that maybe I didn't say exactly right yesterday. We're in the middle of this machloke between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, just to remind ourselves. Rabbi Lakish said, Mishum Abakoin Baradala, that a ktana yesh ein la chatzir ve ein la arba amo, right? A ktana cannot acquire things through a chatzir, okay, and through the arba amo, which they're not really relating to that. They're really just relating to the chatzir in the discussion. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Shem Rabbi Yanai, the ktana yesh la chatzir ve yesh la arba amo. She can acquire things in this man. So then they said the basis of the machloket is chatzir mishum yada itrabai, or is chatzir mishum shlichu itrabai, right? Where do we learn the din of shlichu, of chatzir functioning? Is it as a function of it's your shaliach, or is it functioning as your yad? The first thing the Gemara does is it brings a proof from a braita about he matzeti matze biyado. Remember it said, biyado en liyele yado. Right, but what about gago chatzir bavakar pipol minayin? Now the pshat of this is that the pasuk is talking about what? When we go to catch you, do we find the geneva in your hand? Okay, or do we find it in your chatzir? But the Rifa points out, which makes a lot of sense, that it can't possibly be that that's what this drasha is talking about, because it doesn't mean where we find the geneva when we catch you, because that's not the important part. The important part is, how did you steal it? So it's obviously referring to if you stole it with your hand, because let's say, for example, you steal something, and then you get robbed, and the stolen item is no longer in your house. So obviously, you're still chayav the kefel, you stole it, right? So therefore, it can't possibly mean that we find the geneva in your hand at the time that we convict you, because it doesn't make sense. So therefore, what it means is, let's say something, and this is going to connect with the next Mishnah, something, an animal runs into your field, someone else's animal, and then you lock the gate. So that would be chatzir, basically, right? That's meaning chatzir, where you closed the door, right? And the whole question of this braita, where they suggest maybe you're not chayav in that case, is because what's wrong here? What's missing here? There's no masa avera. You didn't do it with your hand anyway, right? You didn't take the item, steal it, you just kind of lock the door. Now, it's true, you could say that's the masa avera by locking the door. But in other words, really, you didn't do an act of actually taking it and bringing it into your reshut. It went into your reshut on its own, but then you made sure it stayed there. So that's what the braita is basically learning out, that you are obviously chayav in those cases, even if maybe it's missing this masa avera. Okay, that's one thing I want to talk about. And the other thing was, second, if I have it. Oh, right. I just wanted to point out that the woman and the slave that we were talking about at the end there is an Eved Kanani, because an Eved Ivri has his own money, right? It's only an Eved Kanani who doesn't have rights to his own money. I can't remember if I said it was an Eved Ivri, but in any case, it's an Eved Kanani. If I said it was an Eved Ivri, I was mistaken. Okay. So the first thing we tried to do was to try to say, is there anybody who really holds chatzir mishum shlichu? Didn't we learn chatzir midin yad from this drasha? Okay, and then we say, oh no, there's distinctions, right? And then they brought up some other, right? They brought up some answers. They brought up the Grusha case. Anyway, we'll move on. Yeah. The next thing we're going to do is the same exact question. It's actually worded differently. When I quickly glanced at the end of the shir, I thought it was the opposite, but it's actually the same question, just worded the opposite way. Umi'i kalamanda amar, with three lines from the bottom of Yud Amud Bet, chatzir lav mishum yad itrabai. Is there anyone who thinks the chatzir is not mishum yad itrabai? Which means basically the same as the first question, which is, does anyone really think that shlichut, the chatzir is mishum shlichut? Because again, we're going to have a drasha about yad. The hatanya, yada, ein li yale yada. Now we're talking about what? About the divorce, and it's v'katavla sefer kritu v'natam biyada v'shulchami beito. Right. So now, what does it say there? It has to go in her hand to get. So yada en liyale yada gaga chatzera v'karpipa minayin. Right. We already learned this, that you could throw it into her chatzera and she'd be divorced. Where do we learn that from? Talmud lomar natan mikol makom v'natan. It says, vinnatan biyada means vinnatan any way you have nitina, which could be by putting it in her property. So now they say basically, when the Mepharshim discuss here, I think, what's it, Rashi? Right, that you would have assumed that it's Mishum Shlichut had you not had this drasha. Okay, Rashi points out here, Di Mishum Shlichut, the fourth to the last line in Rashi, Hakvar Ktiva Hacha. It's already written in the pasuk that you can do shlich, you can do a shaliach for get. Kedetanya bishilcha melamed shayishash oses shaliach. Bekidushin perek bet. We learned out there that bishilcha means you can use a shaliach, even though bishilcha here means and you sent her out, right? They learned the root shaliach appears here. That means you can use a shaliach. So therefore, they're going to say it was obvious that a chatzir can function mishum shlichut. Like, in other words, if chatzir could function as mishum shlichut, then it would be obvious, because if you could do a shaliach, then you could do a chatzir. The fact that we need this drasha proves to us that what? That it doesn't function mishum shlichut, because if it functioned mishum shlichut, you wouldn't even need a drasha. Okay? And therefore, they say, here it's clear that, again, chatzir mishum yad. So now what do they answer? Oh, no. You can distinguish between this case, which is a get case, and other cases like metzia. Why? Okay, the whole debate here is everybody agrees that chatzer is mishum yad when it comes to get. The question is, can we apply that also to mitzia and say that when a ktana has a mitzia in her chatzer, can we assume that she can acquire it by putting it, by having it in her chatzer? Okay, would that work? Or do we say, no, shlichut by get, chatzer by get is one halacha, and chatzer by mitzia is a different halacha. And you can't necessarily learn from one from the other. So that's what we'd say the machloket could be. In other words, the machloket is, to Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish says, aktana ein la chatzer, right? She doesn't have a chatzir. Why doesn't she have a chatzir? She might have it in get, but she doesn't have it by mitzia. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, if she has it by get, then we can learn from there also to mitzia. Another option of understanding that machloket, ibay deima, biktana, kule amalo pligi diofina mitzia miget. Everybody holds that since a ktana can get a get through her chatzir, then this is the concept we call lo plug. We're not going to differentiate. Therefore, when it comes to her acquiring a mitzia through chatzir, barur that it works. But what's the machloket? Hacha bekatan kamiflege. Marsavar, but now the question is, what about a boy katan? As a girl, we could say, well, since she can acquire her get, and that we learn from a drasha, mishum chatzir, therefore she can get her mitzia. But a katan, right, do we say, marsavar yofinan katan miktana? We can learn if, a, right, we're going to make a jump, right? Tana by get to ktana by mitzia, and from there we're going to make another jump and say, then we can learn from katan to katan from mitzia. Okay, we make those jumps. Or do we say, right, that would be Rabbi Yochanan who says it works, and then right, Rish Lakish would say, mar savar lo yafina katan miktana. We can learn katana by mitzia from katana miget, but we can't learn to that to a katan. If you want to say lo plug by women, so fine, lo plug by women. But we're not going to start making another leap and go to men, or children, we should say. V'ibayt ema, third option. Oh, by the way, what's the problem with saying that second option? Is that they're talking about a ktana, not a katan. So you'd have to say that what they mean is not ktana itself, but can we learn from ktana to a katan? So when it says ktana ein la chatzer, what it really means is ain ladin chatzir strong enough to teach from that to a katan case. That's how you'd have to read it. Or you could say it's a girsa problem, and maybe it really said katan and not katana, maybe. Umar sabar, sorry, ibait ema, mar marchada, umar marchada velo pligi. You could say that each one was talking about something else. That one was talking about a metzia, and one was talking about a get, and there's no machloket actually. In other words, you could say, so when it comes to ktana beget, that was Rabbi Yochanan who said ktana yesh lachatzir. And when Rish Lakish said ktana ein lachatzir, he was talking about a mitzia. Okay? Or, that's one option, or you could say that they were differentiating between a katana and a ktana. Okay, it's unclear when they say mar machada, mar machada, what the chada is. Okay, but it could be one was talking about a katan, ein lo, but the other one was talking about a katana, yeshla. And that's the difference between them. Okay.
Would a get be a shtar of any kind, or just a specific?
No, get I think is specifically right. It's a good question. Would it apply to any? Because we've seen get applies across the board in other places, but I think here they would say it's a unique halacha by the get of a woman because of the psukim, because it's a drasha on v'natan biyada. So then we could say, well, specifically here there's a drasha about it, but we can't necessarily learn from here to other cases. So I assume they'd be talking only about a get, not a regular shtar. Okay, new Mishnah. Ra'a otan ratzim achar metzia. He saw two people chasing a metzia. Okay, we're going to see why they were chasing it, because it was an animal. For example, achar tzvi shavur. They were running after a tzvi whose leg was broken, couldn't walk, couldn't run so well. Achar gozalot shelo parchu. Okay, after chicks that, or, right, what are gozalot? Chicks, they call them? Chicks that haven't yet learned to fly. Vamar zachtali sadi, and what happened to this mitzia? It runs into, he sees two people chasing this, and then the item, the animal or whatever it is, the bird, runs into his field. And he says, zachtali sadi, my sadeh should acquire these items. Zachtalo, it works. But hayat tzvi ratz kedarko, if it was a tzvi that was running, like a tzvi runs, okay, notice they're picking a tzvi, which is a very fast animal. Or it was birds that could fly, chicks that could fly already. Okay, what's the assumption here? If it's going to run right through your field, well, then your field can't acquire it. But if it's going to basically not really make it through to the end of your field because it's got a broken leg or because it doesn't even know how to fly and it walks into your field, and in that time you can basically, you know, you can say, I want my field to acquire it. And then you go into your field and you deal with it and you'll catch up to it. So then it works. Okay? Now we're going to have a distinction here. Amara, they're going to narrow the focus of this Mishnah. Gemara. Amara of Yehud Amar Shmuel. V'hu sha'omei bitzad sadeyu. Okay, so now they're going to say he has to be standing next to his field. Okay, so now the question is going to be, and we'll see why, that the question is going to be, when we say you have to be standing next to your field, does it mean outside your field by the gate of your field to basically make sure that nothing goes out? Or does it mean inside your field? Okay, do you have to actually be inside, or can you even be outside as long as you're near the gate? That's the question. Inside is easier to say, you have to be in your field. But it could be that you don't even have to be in your field as long as you're outside your field. As long as you're by the border there, that should work. Okay, so let's talk about what this is. So now they say, V'tikne le sadeu, da'amar Rabbi Yossi, chatzero shel adam konelo shelo midato. So now they question this halacha of Shmuel. And they say, shouldn't his field work to acquire whether or not he's there? Because Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina says, a chatzer of a person is konelo, even shelo midato, even if he doesn't even know about it. So what do they answer? Hanemile v'chatzer ha-mishtameret. Ava chatzer she'en ha-mishtameret, iyo mebitzat sadeu, in ilo lo. Now we're going to start distinguishing between different types of fields. There's fields where things are protected inside, and there are fields where things are not protected inside. What does this mean? If it's locked up. So if it's locked up, and somebody puts something inside your chatzer and no one else can get in, so that item becomes yours, okay? Because it's in a watched field. But if it's in an unprotected field where the gates open and people can come in and out, then your chatzer is not mishtameret, in which case it can't be kone unless you're standing alongside it. What does your standing alongside it do? And now you'll understand why. Maybe it's enough to even be outside by the gate, because it's protecting it. It's basically providing it with that protection that the house itself or the field, you know, the courtyard itself doesn't have.
It's also a way of announcing ownership in a way where otherwise might not have been clear.
Mm-hmm. By standing there, you're saying you're basically announcing ownership.
Right? People coming
right.
Home.
Right. So now we're going to see later today, what about people who are far away? Is it really true that you can't use your chatzer to be kone if it's not mishtameret? Right. What this is basically implying is, if you want to use your chatzer to be kone and you're far away, you can't do it.
It needs
okay?
to be really clear that it's yours somehow.
Right. So we're going to talk about this. Is that really true or not? And if it's mishtameret, it should work. If it's not, it shouldn't. So now they say, Umenatemra, from where do we see that the chatzir she'ena mishtameret iyome b'tzad tzadeu ini lo lo? From where do we see this? Now they're going to say detanya. There's a brayta that says like this. Haya ome b'ir v'omer. Okay, first we have to deal with laws of shechecha. What's shechecha? If you're collecting your bundles from the field and you forget a bundle behind, okay, you went to go back and you picked up a whole bunch and you said, I'm going to come back for another one or another two, and then you forgot them. So if it's less than three, then that's called shechecha, and you need to leave it for poor people. What if you have workers working in your field and they work for you and they forgot it? So in order for something to be shechecha, if you have workers working for you, the workers have to have forgotten it and you have to have forgotten it. Okay? If only the workers forgot it, then it's not sufficient to call that shechecha. Okay? You would need to be both of them. So now, here we're going to have a case. He was omei be'ir. The guy was in the city and his workers, right, were dealing with his stuff. The omer, and he says like this while he's standing in the city, not in the fields. Yodea ani she'omer she'yesh li basadeh, po'alim shachachuhu. I know that I have a bundle that the po'alim forgot. Lo yehei shechecha. That is not shechecha, he says. Okay? In other words, the bundle that my workers left behind is not shechecha, because what's he basically saying? I remember about it. Now, they forgot, but I remember because I remember and I'm planning to go back for it. That's not going to be considered shechecha, and therefore he's... Okay, that's what he says. The question is, what's going to be the halacha? Okay, that's the statement he makes. Yodea ani she'omer she'yesh li basadeh, po'alim shachachu. Lo yehei shechecha, that's what he says. Yachol lo yehei shechecha. You might think this isn't shechecha. Talmud lomar, v'shachachta omer basadeh. Basadeh v'shachachta v'lo ba'ir. Okay. This doesn't exactly make sense, this brayta. So before we even try to explain it, maybe I'll try a little bit, but then we're going to see in a minute that something doesn't make sense at all. So the brayta says, you might have thought this isn't shechecha, which means it is shechecha, right? So you might have thought this isn't shechecha. Therefore, the pasuk teaches you, when is it shechecha? When you're in the field, but not when you're in the city. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hagufakasha, this whole brayta doesn't make any sense. Amarta yachol lo yehei shechecha, which implies what? Alma yehei shechecha. This is shechecha. V'nasiv la gemara basadeh. And then they brought this limud. Gemara is a limud. Basadeh v'shachachta v'lo ba'ir. Alma lo havei shechecha, which makes it sound like if you're in the city, it's not considered shechecha. So how can, right, you follow? The question seems to apply, how are we going to learn out that this is shechecha? And then the drasha basically says it isn't shechecha. So something doesn't make sense. So now they're going to basically have a different interpretation of this brayta. I believe, if I remember correctly, we're going to have two different interpretations. Elalav hachi kamar. It's going to be very hard to read this brayta lefi pshuto. Obviously, there's some problems in the way it was transmitted, and it's not so clear-cut. So elalav hachi kamar. This is the way it should read. Now, even though they say this is the way it should read, the first case they're going to bring doesn't appear in the brayta at all. Okay, this case isn't mentioned. They're just giving it as kind of intro to understand the as a foil. Basadeh, if you're in the field, shachuach meikaro have shechecha, if you originally said, you know, forgot about it, both you and your workers, then it's going to be shechecha. But let's say in the beginning, in other words, what they're trying to say here is, let's say you forgot it in the field, and your workers forgot it. The workers forgot it, and you forgot about it also. And then later you remember about it, that's shechecha. That's obviously classic shechecha, because when you later remember, well, that's not going to help you. It's not going to correct the forgetting in the beginning. Obviously, you forgot it way back when. You're not going to now say, oh, now I remember, so it's not going to be shechecha. So that's the first case. Again, that's not a case they're discussing in the Braita. That's just going to be a foil. What's our case in the Braita? Zachur ulevasov shachuach. You forgot it. I'm sorry, you remembered it in the beginning, meaning your workers forgot it, but you knew it was there. And then, at a certain point later, you forgot it. So now it's going to depend. So now we're going to say, Zachur levasof shachuach, ein shechecha. My time, huh? Dekevan dekai gaba, havi lechatzero v'zachtalo. Okay, now if you're in the field, okay, you remembered it from the beginning. Then you forgot it. That's not shechecha. Why not? Because since he was standing nearby the whole time, he was in his field, havi lechatzero v'zachtalo. When they originally forgot it, and he remembered it, Well, he was zochet to it. So the fact that he forgets later, it doesn't matter. It's already his. Aval ba'ir, afilu zachur lebasof shachuach, hav yeshechecha. But in the city, right, even the case of zachur and az, obviously shachuach meikara is going to be shechecha. But if he remembers from the beginning, but then he forgets while he's in the city, that's going to be shechecha. My time, huh? Now this, by the way, is a little difficult with the Braita, because what did the Braita say? Basadeh, it's dafka shechecha, and ba'ir, it's not. That's why this interpretation clearly doesn't go with that drasha. Okay, so you have to sort of pretend that the words there weren't the words, because they're obviously reading this against the words. My time, deleta gabe, deluzach, deluzkele. He wasn't near there at all to be zoche, to be mizake, the item. So therefore, he was far away. So now they say, mimai, dilma gzeret, how do you know that this is true? Maybe gzeret akachuvhi, and we might not accept this interpretation of the Braita, and this Braita, by the way, just to remind us, this would exactly support what we just said. That if you're, not what we just said, but we said before, which is why we brought this Braita, the chatzero, that right, in a chatzer, she'ena mishtameret, if you're standing nearby, then it works. If you're not, it doesn't. And that's exactly this, because we're saying he was zoche to the omer in the sadeh only when he was standing there, only if he's basadeh, but not if he's ba'ir. So there's our proof. Now they're going to say, wait a minute. Mimai, dil magzeret akatovhi, de basadeh nehavishicha, ba'ir lo nehavishicha. Right? Shouldn't we say that maybe it's Gzeret HaKatuvhu because it says Basadeh, right? I'll just read you the pasuk because we're talking about it without actually reading it. Ki tiktzor k'tzircha b'sadcha b'shachachta omer basadeh. You forget an omer in the field. So now in the field, right? Obviously it means you forgot the omer in the field. But what's the drasha? That you forgot the omer while you were in the field. So maybe it would be like we suggested earlier, which is not that if you're in the city, it's shechecha, and if you're in the field, it's not shechecha because of the whole thing of your chatzir being, you know, that you could only be zochet to it if you're standing nearby. It should really, maybe there's a gzeret akachuv here that it's going to be the opposite. And in the city, you wouldn't call it shechecha. So now they say, Amakra, lo tashuv lekachto, lerabot shechecha ta'ir. Now they're going to say, no, the pasuk says, okay, after it says, v'shachachta omer basadeh, what does it say? Lo tashuv lekachto. You can no longer be zochet to this item. Okay, now that's coming to teach you something additional. Obviously, if it's shechecha, you can't go back and take it anymore. So what is that telling you? It's to include even if you forgot it in the city. So now they're going to say that you can also forgetting in the city would constitute shechecha. Okay, and you wouldn't just say it's basadeh. So they say, wait a minute. Don't learn it from lo tashuv lekachto. We need that for something else. Hi, mibayle. Remember, if you need words for some other drasha, then you can't use them for this drasha. Hi, mibayle lelav. You need that to teach you that there's an isur lo tase. It's not just a mitzvah ase that you have to leave the shechecha. It's also, if you go back and take the shechecha yourself, you're over on a lo tase. It's not just that you're canceling out an ase, you're not doing an ase, but you're actually a lo tase. So therefore, im kein, what are they going to say now? No, we can actually learn both, because im kein yemakra lo tikachena, don't take it. My lo tashuv, why does it say don't return to take it? Lerabot shechecha ta'ir, which almost sounds like, right, don't return from being in the city almost, right? It includes even going back later to get it. So now they say, wait a minute, even that, v'akate mibay lelechiditnan, shelefanav ein shechecha, shelacharav yesh shechecha, Shehu bebal tashuv, zeh haklal, kol shehu bebal tashuv, shechecha, kol she'eino bebal tashuv, eino shechecha. So now they say, no, you can't learn it from lo tashuv, because what? We need that to teach us a different halacha. Let's say you're going through your field and there's rows. So you're going through the rows. So now you forgot something behind, and then there's something you forgot, but it's the field that you haven't yet gotten to. Okay, right, so how could you exactly have forgotten it? That's a good question. Shalafanav. Right, he forgot what's in front of him and after him. He started at the beginning of the row, Rashi says, Itchilik tzor mirosh ashura, v'shachach lefanav, ula acharav. He forgot things that were in front of him and after him. Shalacharav habishicha, but shalafanav lo habishicha. The truth is, what exactly is this case? Let me figure it out.
You've already gotten your 10, but you forget that there's two ahead of you.
Maybe you forgot something, right, that you didn't even get there, but you just kind of left it. That's it, right. That must be it. So now, it's only what's bibal tashuv. Don't go back and collect it, which means if you haven't gone there yet, then you can collect it. Okay? If you never got to that part, then you should be able to collect it. So that's what we learn from lo tashuv, meaning the lo tashuv is not free to teach us about the city. Okay, so we're still trying to figure out how do we know the city. So Amar Rav Ashi, he says, okay, it's obviously not from those words. We tried them a few times, didn't succeed. Amar Kra Yihyeh. Okay, what does that say? Lager Layatom Ulamana Yihyeh. That's the continuation of the pasuk. It will be for them. Lirabot Shechachat Ha'ir. That comes to include even something you forgot in the city. Okay, so now we're basically going to say that even in the city, it's going to be shechacha, which means it doesn't prove anything, right, that you have to be standing there, and it has to do with this chatzer mishum, you know, that the chatzer works only when you're standing nearby. V'chein amar Ula. V'husha omei besad tzadeu. Ula also said this halacha, that you have to be standing next to your field if it's a chatzer she'enu mishtamaret in order to get the mitziah. V'chein amar Rabba Bar Barchana. V'husha omei besad tzadeu. Also he said it. Now we're going to have a question of Rabbi Abba and Ula. This is going to take us a little while. By the way, we learned this before. Okay, came up in Kiddushin. Okay, we'll see why. There's all sorts of stories of Rabban Gamliel on boats. Okay, he obviously traveled on boats a lot. He must have been a merchant. Okay, now what happened? He was on a boat, and he remembers all of a sudden he's got all this food in his house that he didn't take Trumot HaMaaserot on. He's far away. His family is going to eat it. They're going to eat Tevel. What am I going to do? So what does he say? This is based on the halacha of Breira that we've learned before, which means I can designate potentially something now. I can say, when I get home, I'm going to take Maaser from this, you know, from the corner of my, or from, you know, a portion of my stuff. And everyone now is allowed to eat whatever they want, as long as what? As long as they don't eat all of it. And when he comes back, he can say, oh, what I designated before, this is it. In other words, I'm going to designate it, right? Let's say he comes home 2 weeks later. He takes one fruit. He puts it aside. He said, this was my master that I discussed before. And right, even though it could have related to any number of the fruits that were there. But when he takes it, we say retroactively, that worked to potter everything else. Not everybody agrees that braver works. Remember we had this thing with the wine? Can you do it with the wine? You know, or so these are all what happens if it's Shabbat and you want to meister your stuff. So you could say, you know, this was about the wine. The lo yayin shani atili fresh. You can drink it then, even though it's all mixed up, right? You're obviously drinking potentially something that was master. Because when you eventually take it after Shabbat, you're retroactively designating that the rest of it was okay and just this is your master. So here it's the same kind of idea. Well, he's not there, so, and he obviously doesn't have email communication with his wife to tell her what he's doing, you know, WhatsApps. So she doesn't know. They're eating the food at home. So, you know, the assumption is as long as they don't, he obviously, the Mefreshim say, he must have had a lot knowing that they weren't going to eat it all, because otherwise it really doesn't work. Obviously they ate the master. So now what does he do? They're ba'im v'sfina. Amar Rabban Gamliel, Isur Shani Atid Limod, the Masya that I'm eventually going to collect when I get home, I'm going to measure out. Natun li Yehoshua, I'm giving it right now to Yehoshua. Okay, he was with him on the boat, he was a Levi, he gets the Masya. So he says, I'm giving it to you. How am I going to be makne to you? And this is why I came up in Kiddushin. Remember, we had all those things about Kinyanim. How is he makne? Umikomo muskarlo. I'm renting you a little bit of a portion of my field right now. Wherever the food is sitting in my field, the crop that I'm giving you, you will rent that part of it. And with that part of it, you will gain, I can be makne you the metaltalin that's on it. Okay, I can be makne you the fruit that's on it. So now we're going to relate to this soon. Okay? V'isur acher shani atid limod, and the second maaser, there's maaser rishon and maaser sheni. Maaser sheni is the one you bring to Yerushalayim and you have to eat there. But this was a year where it was the third and the sixth year where it's Maaser Ani. So he's now going to say the second Maaser, Shani Atid Limod, Natun La Akiva Ben Yosef, Kadesh Yiskebol Aniim. He was the guy, the Gizbar Tzedakah, he gave out the tzedakah to everybody. I'm going to give it to him. Umikomo Muskarlo. Okay, and again, I'm renting him the space. Now, obviously, what kind of space is this in the Chatzer? It's a Chatzer Sheina Mishtameret. There's no boundary around it within his property, right? What he's basically saying is, you know, this is my property, and here, I'll just do it on the board. This is my property, and there's a little corner of my property that's going to belong to you, and a little section that's going to belong to you. Now, obviously, there's no fences around it. He didn't put up virtual fences from where he's at. So basically, we're going to assume that that's called a Chatzer Sheina Mishtameret. So now, what's the story? He's makne to them, right? They're not standing nearby, and yet he's makne the chatzer and what's inside of it. Follow? The whole thing was he was using a kinyan chatzer to give them property, or maybe not, but that's what we're assuming right now. Okay, but that's how it works. So v'chi Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Kiva b'tzad tzedei shel Rabban Gamliel hayu amdim. It's a chatzer she'ena mishtameret. They're kone through kinyan chatzer. And that's how they required the metatzlin, even though they weren't standing nearby. So how could you say that you need that? Everybody follows the question? So now, Amar Leh, Dame Hayr. So now this they asked this question on Ula. Okay, Rabbi Abba asked this question. So Ula responds, Dame Hayr Rabbanan, Me Rabbanan, Kidelo Gamri Inche Shmata. These guys who ask me questions obviously don't know what they're talking about. Okay? That's his response. Okay, we don't yet know what he's saying, but now, why he's saying that, we'll see soon. Ki ata l'sura, when Ula got to Sura, when Rabbi Abba got to Sura, he was the one who asked the question, Amar lehu, he said to the rabbis there, Hachi Amar Ula, Ula gave this halacha, that you have to be standing near the field, v'hachi utvine, and this is what I questioned him with. Okay, in other words, he brought up his question, we don't need to repeat the whole thing. So Amar le, hahu me rabbanan, so now the rabbis say to him, you misunderstood, and now we're going to see probably why Ula also thought so. Rabban Gamliel mitaltle agav mekarke hiknelehem. Okay, what kind of a kinyan was he doing? It wasn't a kinyan chatzer. It was what we call, you. If you remember, we learned this. We see those subs a few times. Nichasim sheyesh lem achrayut, which is karka. Nikni. No, it's the opposite. You have to say it the other way. I think nechasim she'en lehem achrayut niknim im nechasim she'yesh lehem achrayut. In other words, if you sell someone mit karka, you can also at the same time sell them mitaltalim, and you can say here acquire this karka, which is able to be acquired without actually physically taking the item in hand, and therefore you can give them mitaltalim, which normally require a kinyan hagba mashicha. Some sort of kinyan like that, a physical kinyan, but karka can be acquired in other ways, and therefore, when you acquire the karka, you're allowed to also, at the same time, give the other person rights to the metaltalin. And that's why it wasn't a kinyan chatzer, it was a kinyan metaltale agav mekarke, kinyan agav. Okay? And remember we learned there, that it doesn't even have to be in the same spot. It could be the metaltalin or somewhere else. That's a kinyan agav. Rabbi Zeira Kible. Rabbi Zeira accepted this response. But Rabbi Abba lo Kible. Rabbi Abba wasn't satisfied with this answer. Amar Rava, Shapir Abba de lo Kibla. Rava said, there was this whole discussion going around about the sugya, right? Rava said, you're right, Rabbi Abba, that you didn't accept this answer. Because what does he say? V'chi lo hayalahem sudar liknot mimenu b'chalipin. They could have done a kinyan sudar, a kinyan chalipin. What's that, right? You take a handkerchief, you lift it up. In other words, if he really wanted to give it to them, what would he have done? He would have done a kinyan sudar. Okay, kinyan sudar means the guy takes a handkerchief. We've seen this many times, right? People do this. They pick up a handkerchief as a representation of the kinyan, and the other guy acquires the item. So now, the fact that they didn't use a kinyan chalipin or a kinyan sudar proves that what? Ela tovat hana'a eina mamon liknot mimenu b'chalipin. Maaser isn't actually something that you need to... It's not mamon. It doesn't have monetary value. The fact that you gave this to the Levi, it really belongs to Levium in general, right? It doesn't even belong to you, that item. It's the Levi's. You're giving it to a particular Levi. What are you giving that Levi? You're giving him tovat hana'ah. You've done a favor for him because you've given it to him and not to anybody, any other Levi. So basically, it's something that doesn't have financial value, which means you couldn't have done a kinyan chalipin on it. You follow? That's what he's saying. So the fact that they didn't do a kinyan chalipin proves that it's not actually mammon. Okay? And hachanami, tovat hana'ah, ain't a mammon liknot al gabe karka, in which case, you can't say he did a kinyan agav karka because it's not a kinyan agav. Why? Because it wasn't mammon to be nikne. In order for it to be kinyan agav, it has to have monetary value. This is just tovat hana'ah. That's not mammon, which means that it wasn't a kinyan agav that was what affected the kinyan, which means that what could it have been only? Only could have been chatzer. The fact that it was in his chatzer, it works, which goes back to Rabbi Abba's question, which is, because why could a kinyan chatzer work? Because a kinyan chatzer means anything that's in my chatzer is mine, whether it really has value, doesn't have value, it doesn't matter. If I want to... So it doesn't have value because it belongs to Levium, basically. So the fact that I'm going to give it to...
I mean, it's not his to give.
It's not his to give. It's, as soon as I separate it, it's not mine anymore. So when I give it, let's say you're a Levi and you're a Levi and you're a Levi, when I give it to one of you, you basically all have rights to it. So I'm just giving it to you and saying, well, I like you better and I'm giving you what we call Tovat Hana'ah. We've seen that before with the Kohen or with the, all these cases, it could be Tovat Hana'ah, but that's not something that has real value. That's something that if it's in your chatzer, so you can say it's mine. But it's not something that you can be machne to someone through a kinyan agav. That's what he claims.
Do the Levim have special times at the Kohanim? Have different special times?
Special times what?
To go
to get the food where the Kohanim would line up to get the Truma. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't remember seeing Sugyot about Levim lining up to get them. I don't remember.
The
Kohen's time, that's something different. The Kohen's time, that's for all the stuff that's in the Beit HaMikdash. That's not for Truma to Masro. Truma to Masro, though, they would line up at the Goren. If you remember, we saw those cases, if the Eved can't go to the Goren because we'll think he's got good Yichus, and there's questions about who can actually go on the line to get the stuff. I don't remember there being such a thing by Levim lining up to get stuff. Obviously, not all the Kohenim lined up. Obviously, people gave sometimes to their neighbor, whatever it might be. So now, what do we say? Velohi, that's not true. Okay, that's only tovat hana'ah. Because matnot kihuna, netina ktiva behu. It says you have to give it to the Kohen, which means chalipin, one second, how do we read this? And therefore, chalipin derech mekachu memkarhu. Right. But when it comes to matnot kuna, it's a gift. Okay, you're giving. It says v'natata la levi v'la ger la yatom v'la mana. You're supposed to give it to them. It's a gift. It's not a sale. And that's why, now they're going to basically disprove Rava's proof. What did Rava say? Rava said that they could have done a kinyan chalipin, right? And then we said, oh, but it's not worth anything, and that's why they didn't do a kinyan chalipin, right? But now we're going to say, no, it's, one second.
The reason they couldn't do the chalipin is because it was a gift.
Right, so now, chalipin derech mekach umemkarhu. The reason they couldn't do the chalipin was because chalipin is something you only do in a sale. You don't do chalipin in a gift. Nobody gives a gift to someone and makes him hold up a handkerchief to acquire it. But, and therefore, mitaltzin agav mekarke nitima alimatahi. But you could give it through this mitaltzin, this kinyan agav. Okay, so the fact that they didn't do chalipin doesn't prove anything. Okay? Because this, you couldn't have used a kinyan chalipin anyway, and therefore, again, you could go back to saying it wasn't a kinyan chatzer, it was a kinyan agav, which would then show that this has absolutely nothing to do with our case. Okay? Now we're going to bring an additional, that was one disproof of Rabbi Abba's question. Now we're going to bring an additional one. Rav Papa Amar, dat acheret makneo tanshani. It's different when there's somebody else trying to give it to you. In other words, there's kinyan chatzer that we talked about in our Mishnah, which was what? An animal runs into your field, and in order to acquire it, you actually have to be standing alongside. That's different. That's zochem in a hefker, right? That's not the same. It's obviously more difficult to do that than if someone's saying, I'm giving you this item. You need less of a strong kinyan if someone's telling you, I'm giving you this item. And therefore, you could still say it was a regular kinyan chatzer, but they didn't need to be standing nearby because Rabban Gamliel was giving it to them. And therefore, you don't need it. That's da'at acheret makneh otan. If someone else is being makneh, that would work. So now they say, umenateim, right? And where can I prove that from? It's not our Mishnah. Ra'au tam ratzin achar metziya v'chule. Okay? V'amar Rabbi Yirmiya, amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu sharatz achareihenu megi'an. Rabbi Yirmiya says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it only works if while the animal's running through your field, you can actually catch up to the animal. Okay? Ubay Rabbi Yirmiya, and Rabbi Yirmiya there asked a question. B'matana heach, heach kibla mine. If it's a matana, right. If someone's giving you a matana, do you also need, and they put the animal in your field, you know, they put it near your field, the animal runs into your field, and then do you have to actually be able to catch up to the animal when it comes to a gift? And let's remember, why are we bringing this? This is all to prove Rav Papa that it's different if it's a gift than if it's a mitziah. So now he says, b'matana heach kibla mine, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, sorry, okay, he says, even if you're not going to reach the animal, right? If someone gave it to you as a gift, it's enough that it went into your field. Okay? So what do you see here? My taima. Is it not because of that? Because someone gave it to you. So therefore, once it goes into your field, it's enough that your chatzer is kona, even if you'll never catch up to the animal. But when it comes to mitziah, you have to actually be able to catch up to the animal. If the animal runs through your field and gets out the other end before you even got to reach the animal, that's not a kinyan. So here it proves that da'at acher is makneut. Okay? But now we're going to have a question on this. Amar le Rav Shimi le Rav Papa, hare get, da'at acher makneut. What's the case of a get? Right? Someone, the man, is giving the woman the get. That's clearly da'at acheret and not hefker. Ba'amar Ula, what did Ula say in a get case? V'hu she'omed b'tzad beita o b'tzad chatzera. She has to be standing there. If her chatzer is going to get her get, she has to be standing there. So what do you see here? Da'at acheret, makneh, and you still need to be standing there. So that disproves what we just said. So what are they? And that disproves Rav Papa's answer. So shane get de'ita ba'al korchai. So now there's a very strange havamina. The Gemara is going to reject it in a minute. But they're going to say get is a different, unique, has unique halachot. Why? Because she can get the get even against her wishes, whereas if you get a gift and you don't want the gift, you don't acquire it. But the woman does. So then matkifla rav sheshep arayd rav idi, wait a minute, it's the v'lav ka v'chomer, shouldn't it be the opposite logic? Uma get to ite baal korcha in a get where you don't even need, right? What does baal korcha mean? You can do it against her will, so all the more so she shouldn't even need to be in the picture. Ma get to ite baal korcha iomed b'tzav b'tav b'tzav chatzera in I lo lo, and yet she still needs to be standing there even though her will is totally irrelevant. Matana demidate lo demidate, a matana that only works if the person actually wants it, lo kol shekein. Right? Wouldn't you say all the more so the person has to be standing there? Because if it goes into their field and they don't want to acquire it, they don't have to acquire it. So wouldn't you think that would require them dafka to be there? So Ella Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi explains differently now. Now we've basically rejected Rav Papa's reasoning, the da'at acheret makneh, because get, we see the da'at acheret, she still needs to be there even though there's da'at acheret. So now we answer Ella Amar Rav Ashi, chatzer itra by mishum yad. Chatzer, we learn out from Yad, below gara mishlichut. And it's no worse than shlichut. Gabe get dechov hula, ein chavin la adam shalo befanav. Gabe matana deschut hulo, zachin la adam shalo befanav. It's a whole different reason, because what did we say? Right? When it comes to, we've learned these klalim, zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav, you could do something good, you can be, give someone, you can have them acquire on their behalf something that's good for them, but you can't create a chov that's bad for them. And for the woman, getting a divorce is a chov because she has rights to certain things while she's married that she's now going to lose those rights, financial rights, and therefore that's why she has to be standing there. Okay? So that's a different reason, which would again explain why get is different, and that doesn't prove anything about our issue. Okay? So we'll stop here.